Mio ben chayrin de mishalim kofer al piyatzmai vaya ben chayrin such a chiv that if you admit that Yoshua killed somebody, there's a flash of kofer. And kofer sometimes you pay al piyatzmai because kofer is not called a kenas. Kofer kufra kapora. You have to pay even though you admit it. Ve'echidami, where's the case talking about? The yossi sadi v'yasi debay de kotel. Adam come and say, we know that Yoshua killed somebody. But v'loyadi, we do not know, the Adam did not know, itam heavy, imud heavy. The Adam were not sure whether if Yoshua was a tam or a muad, if you really have to pay the kofer or not. V'yomam more de muadu. And now the owner himself comes and admits and says, yes, I admit that's a muad. To mishalem kofer al piyatzmai. In such a case, you would have to pay kofer al piyatzmai. So since it's possible to pay kofer al piyatzmai, then heichad like edim, in a case like here where there's no edim at all that Yoshua killed somebody, just you're admitting that Yoshua killed somebody, mishalem damim. Then the law would be you have to pay damim. But gavi eved by an eved sheinu mishalem kenas al piyatzmai dechiyav, if Yoshua kills an eved to pay shloshim, you never have to pay al piyatzmai because kenas you never have to pay if you're the one that admits it. Vechi damim, where would be the case? The Asi Adim. If Adim came, the Asi the Bay the Kotel. If Adim came and said, we know that Yoshua killed an Evid. It's only Vuloyadi Itamui Muid Heve. It's only that we are not sure, we do not know if Yoshua is a Tam and then you're part of a Bay Shloshim, or was Yoshua a Muid and Schaif to Pay Shloshim. And now Vyom Mamori, the master himself, the owner himself, comes and admits and says, Muidu, that my Shah is a Muid. So we know now he has to pay Shloshim because of the master himself. The case is still the owner is potter, because there's the klal you never have to pay kenas al piyatzmai. Maidib kenas is always potter. If so, hey chodeleke edim, in a case, by our case, there's no edim at all that Yoshua killed an eved. It's only that you're admitting it. Loy mishalem damim. In such a case, that's what the price means. You don't have to pay damim, since there's never a case that you can be maidib yourself to pay the shloshim. Therefore, you don't have to pay the damim. This thing Gemara says, Mosiv Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Kol Shechayim Ben Chorin, Chayim B'Yevit. Any time that there's a Chiyiv by a Ben Chorin, if Yoshua kills the Ben Chorin, Yechayim, is Chayim B'Yevit also. Ben B'Koifa, Ben B'Misa. Whether it's B'Koifa or whether it's B'Misa. It's any time if Yoshua kills the Ben Chorin, so the same Malach applies when it kills an Evid, that Yechayim, whether it's Koifa or whether it's B'Misa. For the Gemara, Koifa B'Yevit Mi'ika. Where is the chiyuv kofer if Yoshua kills an eved? If Yoshua kills an eved, there's never a chiyuv to pay kofer. Elo rather elolav damim. Doesn't it mean to say it means damim? So here you see there is a case that you have to pay damim if Yoshua kills an eved. So Gemara says ikadiyami. Some say who most of loy v'mafarigli. He asked the question and he himself answers it. That Ika the Amri some say like this, Oh Male Rabba Hochi Katani. This is the way Rabbi answered back. Really, Rashi explains that the Kashrut, if you say someone paying the Domim, so Rashi says the Katani, here the Brisa says that Kol Shechai Beben Chorin, Chayiv Yevid. Anytime you chayiv for payment of a Ben Chorin, you also chayiv a Yevid. Says so, the Chivon the Yarmut Ben Chorin Afiyatsu Mishalim Domim, since you want to tell me that by a Ben Chorin, you have to pay Domim if you admit. If so, am I katoni legabi yevad? Then the mishalem apiyatzmai. So why does it say that by nevad you don't have to pay apiyatzmai? Here the Brisa says any time you have to pay for ben chorin, you have to pay for an evad. So if you say it's talking about damim, it won't come out good. So this thing more says he answered back like this: that ikad the army. Some say, oh male rabba, rabba said hochi katoni. This is the way it should be learned in the Brisa: that kol shechayim be ben chorin be kavono apiyedim kofer. Any time that Yoshua kills a Ben Chorin through Edim, that if Edim saw Yoshua kill a Ben Chorin, that the Loch Riz the Baal Asher has to pay Kaifam. So Chayiv B'Evid Kenas. In such a case, if Edim saw the way Yoshua killed an Evid, so also the Baal Asher, if it's a Muid, would have to pay Kenas, the Shloshim. V'chol Shechayiv Ben Chorin, Shaloi B'Kavono Api Edim Domim, but any time there's a Chayiv, that if Yoshua killed a normal person, a Ben Chorin, and they didn't have Kavanah to kill him. So in such a case, since the Shor didn't have Kavanah, the Shor is not Chayiv Skila. Since the Shor is not Chayiv Skila, it's true, the owner does not have to pay Kaifa. but still there's a chiyuv of damim. Is damim damim? So gavon al piyedim is damim. Damim chayiv. You have to pay damim. Is so be eved shloi be kavon al piyedim. In a case where your shor killed an eved without kavona and there were eidim there, damim. That's the case also. You have to pay damim. Brenach nami al piatzma. You never have to pay by knas. Knas moed be knas is potter. The brisa doesn't mean to say you always have to pay the shloishim. It just means to say it was done with eidim, then you have to pay. And echlam, you have to pay damim. Then you have to pay damim the value of the shor or the value of the eved. Amalei Rava said, "Naki hachi." If so, eishoy shloid the kavon al piyedim nishalim damim. If so, if your eish killed somebody, you lit a fire and it killed somebody without kavona, so you should also have to pay damim. Should have to pay then the value of the, if your eish killed somebody, should have to pay the value of it. Just like your shor does a shloid the kavona, it should be the same halacha by eish. Eish is your mammon. So if your eish, you lit a fire, and the fire went and killed, burns up somebody without kavana, you should also, even though you potter from isam, but you should have to pay, there's no chiyuv kafir either, you should have to pay the value of the mace. Samar says, umanole the rabba, the mishalim. Like, what's the bikasha? How do you know to say, how does rabba know to say you don't have to pay? Maybe you do have to pay. See, lem, if you want to tell me midatanan, we learn like this, hoyogidi kapasloi. If you have your kid, your animal that was tied up, the Eved Samachloi, and you had an Eved nearby. Venis Rafimoi, and you lit a fire, and the fire burnt everything, it burnt down the field, and it burnt this kid, and it also burnt up the Eved. So it says, Chayiv, it says, you Chayiv to pay the money. What about Eved? Because even though you killed an Eved, you potter from Isa, because the Eved is a bandit, he should have run away. Since the Eved didn't run away, you potter from Isa. What about Eved Kofos? Let's say the Eved was tied up, so he couldn't run away. Ogdi Samachla, there was a kid next to it. Venis Rafimai, now you burnt up the Eved and the kid. Alachar is potter. You're potter because we say, come live with the Rabbine. Since you killed the Eved, you chayiv nisa for that, therefore you're potter from paying the money. So Rashi says, Uksova Rova, hai potter a Eved ogdi kama. A Eved mishom the ain't tashtum in the Eved. Minara adalas come with the Rabbine. Well, see, because there's no payments for the Eved. But there's no ptur of kom leib the rabbi. There's no chiyuv misa here. If your fire goes and kills somebody, your potter misa, because eish is only like your mammon. There's no chiyuv misa here. So that's the halacha. Therefore, that if your eish killed the eved, you potter on the Eved, not because Kamla the Rabbinay, but because there's no chiyuv to pay the Demeyo Eved. There's no such chiyuv to pay the Demeyo Eved. So this is the what? That's only if your shor killed the knas the pay shloishim. Here your shor, it's not your shor that killed, it's your eish. There's no din shloishim by eish. But the kasher is though. But why don't you have to pay the domim, the value? So that's Robert kasher. So for here we see you don't have to pay the damim through your mazik of mesh of eish. So Mar says no. For Amar Resh Lakish going she hates it the goof or shall have it. Resh Lakish learns, you know why the case over here is that you potter from paying the value of the eved. Like really, it's a kasha. Why not? If you have your eish, your fire went and burnt up an eved. So Resh Lakish holds eishai mishum amaynai, that your fire is like your money, it's like your shor. So we say now, if your shor kills an eved, in a case that you don't have to pay shloshim, you still have to pay the value of the eved. It's not worse than you were mazik. You ruined him. So here also, when your eish burns up an eved, you should also have to pay the value of the eved, al tehezik. So what does it say over here? You're potter from paying that. So Resh Lakish himself answers, v'amar Resh Lakish, kegoin shehetzitz beguf resh eved. Here we're talking about the fire, not that you lit a fire here and it went and burned up the field and burnt the eved. We're talking about you took the fire itself and you put it on the Eved. The guy hates it, the goof or shall Eved. They come live with the Rabbinay. Now the locker is there, it's called come live with the Rabbinay. That when you take fire and mamish put it on the Eved, that you chai for that, you chai misa. Therefore we say, come live with the Rabbinay. So therefore that's why you put the repaint the domin. because you chayiv misa. But maybe if you didn't put the fire on the eved himself, you didn't mamish kill him, then it's only your mom and your esh that went and killed him, then maybe you would have to pay the damim, the value of the eved. So far we have no proof to say that if your esh does damage, kill somebody, you won't have to pay the damim, maybe you would. So Gemara says, I have a proof from over here. The Tanya will learn. Choyme b'esh mibavor. The mazik of esh is more strict than the mazik of bor. No matter what fire destroys, you have to pay for it. Ma'ashenkein by bor, if Caleb fall into a bor, we hold your potter. Caleb, bor is potter on Caleb. V'ilu sh'eish mishalem mishla b'kavon nedomim ma'ashenkein b'bor l'katoni. But it doesn't say this. Why doesn't it say this then? That eish, if it kills somebody, it has to pay damim. And by bor, you don't have that. Why doesn't it say it? In the case where it's not common with the Rav Minei. So Mar says, true, maybe it is Dilma Tani Vishayim. Maybe really it's supposed to be there, just it left it out. So Mar says, El Rav, if so, Gufa Iboyim Iboyilei. So El Rav, rather, Mar says, really had this for Shaila. So Rashi says, Hodi Yais, that we asked the question before. It's not really it's a real question. The Gemara before just meant to ask it for a question. This is what the way Rav said to Rabbah. If you tell me now, there's such a sign that when your shor kills somebody, shleb kavona. So the, since the shor is not chayes kila, you don't have to pay kaifa, but still you tell me there's a chiyuv domin. You have to pay the value al nezek. If so, what's going to be if your fire kills somebody? There'll be a question then. Yesh damim, esh hashlamik avonamai. What's going to be when your esh kills somebody? Will you also have to pay damim or not? He asked up for a question. Rav says, El Rava gufi boy mi boy. Rav has a question. Esh hashlamik avonamai. The case where a guy made a fire and it went and killed somebody without your intentions. Mi mishalim damim aloi. Does the Baal Eish have to pay the value of that person or not? Me or me, do we say, Gabi Shorhu, only by an ox? Tibikavona, Mishalim Kaifa. By the Pasha, the Mazik of Shor, there the terrorists says clearly that if your Shor goes and kills a person, if the Shor kills somebody, so you have to pay Kaifa. That's what the Torah says. If your Shor killed the Kavona, you have to pay Kaifa. The Shor is supposed to be killed, and the Baal Shor has to pay Kaifa. So therefore we say, Shalai b'kavona mishalim damin. Then we say that if Yeshua killed without kavona, you have to pay damin. Abel Eishah, but in the case of fire, to be kavona le mishalim kaifa, b'abel Eishah. But with your fire, to be kavona le mishalim kaifa, if you lit a fire, and b'kavona to kill somebody, and the fire went to kill them, you're potter from paying kaifa. It's only by Yeshua there's a chiyuv kaifa, not by your Eish. And if you're an Eishah Meshumah Mainai, you're potter from Isa. If so, shalev b'kavon anamid le mishalem damim. Maybe when your esh kills without your intentions, also you're potter from paying damim. Oy dilma, maybe no. Kivon de gabe shor shalev b'kavona. Since when a shor kills somebody shalev b'kavona. Af agav de leka kaifa, even though there's no chiddush of the Torah to pay kaifa, still minas svara we say mishalem damim. You have to pay for the value of that person, because it's a svara. If your shor went and killed somebody, it's not worse than your shor would do damage to him. Just like if your shor would do damage to him, you would have to pay for the damage. So now when your shor killed him, you should have to pay his whole value for the damage you did. If so, if that's a svara, gabi esh or nami, maybe by esh, by your fire, it should be the same svara also. Af agav de kavona, loy mishalim kaifri, even though if esh kills the kavona. Avad, you don't have to pay kaifri, there's no gzeras cost of a kaifri, but maybe shloy de kavona, mi yom mishalim damim. For loy yadinu, and this rubber does not know teku, this tak is a suffix. He meant to answer for shayla, and this tak is a good shayla. Do you have to pay damim or not? Now the Gemara says, Kiyosi Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, he said over Omer Rav Yechanan, that Koife Mai, what's going to be the loch of Koife? Now he asked him, in the case where the Shor kills, Shalai de Kavona, do you have to pay Koife or not? So he said, Tamulam, the Pasuk says, him Koife, which we dash in the Rabbah, is Koife, Shalai de Kavona, to Koife de Kavona. That he holds, yes, you do have to pay Koife. if your shor kills somebody, shaled the kavana, see, even though we do not kill the shor, still the balashor has to pay koifa. Omalei Abayis is back, elam yativ, so, ever nami, maybe by an evid also, my, what should be the locha? Talmud Lehm, you want to tell me there also, the Pesach says, im ever the rabbi sever shaled the kavana, ki ever the kavana, so why don't you make the same drasha by evid also? The Pesach says, im evid, if your shor kills an evid, so why don't we say, even if Yeshua kills an Eved, Shlede Kavona, that the Shor was not killed, maybe still the Baal HaShor has to pay Shleshim. V'chit Tema, maybe you want to tell me, Hachanam, is that true? Maybe you do. So the Mara, no. V'omer Reshlokas said, that Shor Shehei Meshes Eved, Shlede Kavona, Potem Shleshim Shkolim. Reshlokas said, not like that. Reshlokas says, that if somebody Shor kills an Eved, and the Shor didn't have Kavona to kill him, so since the shor is potter from skila, you don't have to pay shloshim. It's not like Rabbi Yochanan. So Amalei, you send back. What kind of kasher is this? Gavra karonis. Yeskim yekasher from Rish Lakish. I didn't say Rish Lakish. I said Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Dimi said it. What Rabbi Yochanan said. So enoch nami. It's machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. And the Mor says ki yosi rov and Rabbi Yochanan. Eved mai. What's going to be the lock of an eved in the case where your shor kills an eved shlad the kavana? So he says Talmud Loim Apostik says im eved. Says clearly that if your Eved kills, if your Shor kills an Eved, Shlad Kavona, still the Baal HaShor has to pay Shloshim. For the Gemara, the Rish Lakish Nami Neima. According to Rish Lakish, also why don't we say, Me di Eved, im Eved, loy Dorish, Zechura Kaifrim, Kaifr Nami loy Dorish. Just like Rish Lakish doesn't dash an Eved, he should not dash an Kaifr either. Amri loy, I'll tell you not like that. Eved in Eved Le Dorish, he wasn't Makabo that Joshua. Even though the Pasuk says in Eved, it's only if Yeshua kills Neved the Kavona, that the Shor is Chayiv Misa, Chayiv Skila, that's when the Baal HaShor has to pay Shloshim. But if the Shor kills Shle the Kavona, the Baal HaShor is Potter from Shloshim. He doesn't dashin in Eved. But I tell you, Kaifrim, Kaifr Dorish, here he does dashin. Therefore, Shlokish maybe would admit that if Yeshua kills the Ben Chor Shle the Kavona, you would have to pay Kaifr. For the Gemara, Maishin Eved, in Eved, what's the difference? Umayishino, Eved in Eved like Sib b'makom tashlumim. The extra word in Eved doesn't say b'makom tashlumim, but Kaifer in Kaifer like Sib b'makom tashlumim. But the word Kaifer in Kaifer there it does say b'makom tashlumim. So therefore, maybe Kaifer Shlokas would agree to, but in Eved there he doesn't agree to. He holds if he kill an Eved Shlokas b'kavona, the Baal HaShor is potter from Shloshim. Then the Mishnah says v'chein b'benay b'bas. The same thing if your shor kills a kid or a daughter or a girl. Tana Rabbanu, oy ben yigach oy bat yigach lechayev alakal alaktanim kudelim. Doesn't make a difference what your shor killed a kid. If he killed a kid or an adult, still you have to pay kaifa. And more about like dinner, real to svara. Ho yul vechayev odim biyodim. If a man kills another man, is chayev misa. Vechayev shor biyodim. And when the shor kills a man, also the shor is chayev skila. Ma kishachayev adam biyodim, just like when a man kills another man. Loishno ben katanim legadolim. There's no difference if you kill an adult or you kill the child. Yechayev misa. Af kishachayev shor biyodim. The same way with the Torah, what the Torah says, that if your shor kills a man, that you have to pay kaifer. And the shor is chayev skilom, should also be in svara letechla. There should be no difference by ben katanim legadolim. Whether you did a katanim or a gadolim, there shouldn't be any difference. So like, what do I need a pasuk for? The yod, and secondly, kal v'chaymo, have a kal v'chaymo. Umar odim v'yodim shlo yosu b'ketanim k'gdolim. Madach odim v'yodim. We do not make ketanim like a g'dolim. That means if a katan kills somebody, a katan is potter from Misa. It's only if a gadol kills somebody. But if a kid kills somebody, we don't give him a punishment. Shlo yosu b'ketanim k'gdolim. Still chayiv by a ketanim k'gdolim. If a gadol kills a kid, the person is chayiv misa. If so,